doctor, you can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number, when you hear somebody drop off, we've got loaded lines right now, but it's 866-444-3478. I got to do something real quick, and we'll try to get caught up on the phone calls right away. Mother Earth Sustainable Living News is supported by Espoma, and really interesting thing they're covering today. It's choosing the right rooster. A lot of people out there have gotten into having chickens at home and having a wonderful natural eggs and everything, and I've recommended highly. Haven't figured out how to do it at our house yet with Tater and the owls and the hawks and everything, but I'm sure that's possible. If you're ready to go to the next level, if you're already into chickens, and adding a rooster can help protect your hens and allow you to hatch your own eggs. Choosing the right rooster isn't always easy, though, they say. Everyone's heard stories of rogue roosters chasing people around the backyard, so choosing the right personality is essential for creating a manageable flock. In most cases, the character of a rooster depends on his vigor or physical strength. Birds with vigor are dominant and courageous and great at protecting and mating with their hens. And that results in more chicks for you. But vigorous roosters also tend to be more aggressive and might chase you around the yard. On the other hand, low vigor roosters can be too laid back to keep their hens happy. The breed of birds is another factor to consider. The heritage breeds like Dorking and Jersey Giant are popular with chicken owners who want to preserve those rare genetics. And choosing pedigreed birds lets you help carry the lineage. Beyond good breeding, some people simply love having a beautiful rooster prancing around the yard. You can enjoy healthy eggs from your backyard, and for growing natural organic products in your garden, ask for Espoma products, and they bring you this feature that we do. Espoma.com is where you can go for more information, but these wonderful organic products are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at other stores across the country. Just go for Espoma.com for more information. Okay? Back to the phones. And I'll talk about stem cell therapy a little bit more when I get caught up here in a bit. Chris in Gordon, Texas is next up. Listen on 660. Hey, Chris.
Hi. Good morning. So we're redoing a bed that we built several years ago. It's a big old berm that we had dirt brought in.
Okay.
And unfortunately, there was Johnson grass roots in it. And we have been struggling with it ever since. How do we get rid of this Johnson grass?
Well, Johnson grass, if that's for sure what you have, is pretty easy to get rid of. It can't take being cut down and cut down and cut down and cut down. It really will give up the ghost fairly quickly. If it's mowed or grazed or, you know, cut down short over and over again. Are you sure it's Johnson grass? I mean, Johnson grass and not Dallas grass?
Well, it was left unattended for a couple of months, and it got about 4 feet tall, and there are a lot of root segments that are, like, red.
Okay, you know, well, that sounds like maybe Johnson grass. Just cut it down, and when it starts to grow again, you can dig those rhizomes out in that area or just keep cutting them back, and they'll give up pretty quickly. It cannot stand to be constantly cut back.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
I spray it, and I'm like, let's stop this.
Well, you can spot spray it also with vinegar, the organic sprays, vinegar, fatty acid or hydrogen peroxide or something like that. And once you cut it back, when it starts to grow, you can spot spray the little new growth as it tries to reemerge. And where you see it reemerging, get one of those little hand mattocks that I talk about and just chop down and pull that rhizome out of the ground.
Okay.
So it's fairly easy. It'd be a lot more trouble if it was Dallas grass. So I'm kind of glad it is Johnson grass.
I've got Dallas grass all over my yard, too. How do you get rid of that?
Well, I said it's harder. You can chop it out with a mattock and throw compost down in the hole if you've got it just kind of spotted around it. Also, can be controlled fairly well with that that herbicide, that selective herbicide that's called Agrilon Crabgrass Killer. Works fairly well on the Dallas grass, but it's a tough one. It's a high successional grass is the problem. It's not a low successional annual weed like grass burrs and crabgrass and things like that. You know, it's a pretty good grazing pasture grass, and that's why it's so hard to get rid of once it's established.
That's right. We built our house. It's an old pasture.
Yeah. Chop it out. It's the best way to go. Second best, try that crabgrass killer, Agrilon product. You can spot spray with vinegar and the fatty acid products like BioSafe, and you can also use real strong vinegar on it to spray or drench and kill it that way also.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Good luck, Chris. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Let's go next. Where? Let me talk to Crystal first because she wants a guess on the photograph. Ozark County, Missouri. What's up, Crystal?
Hi, how are you doing today?
Doing well, thank you.
I can't believe the weather we've been having around here. It's not even fall yet.
It's been pretty nice, especially in the mornings.
Yeah, it's been wonderful here. That's a cedar, if I'm seeing it right. Is it a deodar cedar?
Bingo.
Alrighty then.
That is absolutely right. You know, the cone that's in that shot, I shot that photograph when I was visiting with Logan in Prescott, Arizona, just a couple of days ago. And that is a deodar, and they're the biggest, prettiest ones. I'll add the shots of the tree to that shot, to the entry that we've already got on dirtdoctor.com, but that is on a big, big, beautiful deodar cedar, or cedrus deodara, whichever way you want to call it. But congratulations. You've won one of our classes.
Thank you. I need that because I'm gonna go into business next year.
All right, good. Well, I hope you enjoy it, and let me know, give us some feedback what you think about the course.
You bet.
Did Mary Rose get your contact information?
Not yet. She hasn't.
All right. I'll put you back on hold. Do you have any other thing for me?
No, just that I keep throwing out little tidbits of stuff that I hear on your show, and people look at me like I'm a genius.
Good. Well, I hope it's helping.
I'm listening to you.
I hope you enjoy the course, Crystal. Thanks for entering the contest.
Thank you, Howard.
I'll talk to you later. Mary Rose, if you'll get Crystal's info, she has won the Natural Organic Certification course produced by yours truly and the Texas Organic Research Center, and you can become certified in the natural organic approach that I approve of and that TORC, Texas Organic Research Center, approves. Let's see who's next. Doris in Cedar Creek Lake next. Hi, Doris.
Hi, Dr. Garrett. How are you this morning?
Doing well.
Great. I have a couple of questions, actually. I would like for you to tell me, hopefully, an organic and affordable way to get rid of spiders that their webs are just covering our house up.
Have you noticed what the spider himself or herself looks like?
All kinds.
All kinds of spiders?
Yeah. Most of them are very small.
Okay.
But they're just not great big ones, but there's so many of them. We've been here almost 20 years, and I do not remember them ever being this bad before. We can't keep the cobwebs off our house.
Well, there's a couple of things that we can do here. First of all, sometimes they'll do this and cover entire trees and entire plants. They decide to really make a big mess like this. If you have a way to take a picture, digital picture, and send it to me, I'd like to see what you're dealing with. As far as the overall webs and the individual spiders also. You can kill them and set up a repelling situation pretty well with orange oil. Use orange oil at 2 ounces per gallon of water, and you can spray, and that'll kill them. Tear the webs as best you can with fishing poles or, you know, a pole pruner or any kind of pole that you can. Spray the orange oil, and kill them. You could also do it with any of the spinosad products, but in this case, I think the orange oil would be better to give you some repellent quality. And then the next thing I would consider here, Doris, if they really bother you a lot, and it sounds like they do, is I'd consider painting the eaves of your house, the underside of the eaves of the house, with Haint blue paint. Are you familiar with that?
I've heard you talk about that so many times. Where can I find it?
Okay, let me put you on hold if you don't mind, and let's not rush, and I'll talk to you about it when we come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll talk about Haint blue paint, its uses, and how you do it and go about it when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, on, and this is...
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich Magic Sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth:
Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We I do have some additional photographs of those big Deodara cedars, and we'll get them added to the website. It, when they're young, and most of the ones that you see around our part of the world here are more Christmas tree shaped, real sharp point on top. These that I took a picture of recently are older and have filled out wider and are really gorgeous trees. So it varies, the tree varies in its looks. Let's see who's next up here. Let's see, we were talking to somebody already. Oh, the spiders. Doris, you still there?
I am.
I'm sorry, I almost forgot where I was. Which
I was listening to you.
Any surprise?
That's okay. Got a lot on your mind.
The Haint Blue paint is not a formula. It's a color.
Right.
That's all it is. It's just a blue color. It was developed years ago by freed slaves in the South somewhere. There's pretty interesting stories about the whole thing. Somebody discovered that it kept spiders away and birds away and various kinds of things away. And they thought, well, if it does that, it may keep the ghosts and goblins and haints away too. That's where the name Haint, blue paint, came from, H-A-I-N-T. On our website, we've got two chips in there that show light Haint blue and dark Haint blue. Basically, it's...
Is it in your library?
Yeah, it's in the library on dirtdoctor.com. It's basically just kind of a nice baby blue color, and it fools the insects and birds to a degree, too. You know, the swallows and things that build nests under the eaves.
Don't have a problem so far there.
They'll tend to stay away from them. Some people like the birds, but...
oh, yeah, we do.
What it does is it fools them. They think it's the sky, apparently, is what happens. But it really, really works. Now, some people, I tell people with boathouses, for example, to do this, and they eliminate all the cobwebs and things like that. You can paint the entire building this color.
It's a pretty blue. I'm looking at your pictures now.
Yeah, it's
beautiful. So
it's been used in the old South, you know, to do trim, to do entire houses, but especially to do the underside of eaves or the ceilings of porches. And it flat works. It's amazing how well
I'm gonna try it.
Yeah,
I will. It's very pretty. My one other question, though.
Okay. Now,
first of all, where do I get this Haint blue paint at?
Any paint store in the world. It's not a paint. It's a color.
I'll, Okay. It's not like a brand or anything.
No. It's just a color.
Oh, okay. So if I tell them I want it colored haint blue.
Yeah, just show them the color. They won't know what haint blue means.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter. It's just a color. It's not a paint or anything like that. And anybody can do it for you. I would do low VCO or whatever you call it, you know, no non-toxic paint. And, I tend to use latex because I don't have to, you know, clean myself up as much when
better.
I use latex paint.
Okay, that's great to know.
All right.
Okay, another question.
Okay.
I have a couple of Boston ferns that hang in baskets, and I'm trying really hard to keep them as healthy as I can. I have like 5-gallon buckets that I can put water in and add my additives to it. Yours, I like using the Garrett juice and different things in it. So I'll set that pot down in that water of mixture stuff and get it a good deep watering every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told that Epsom salt is excellent to use in the water. Just a handful of or two of Epsom salt stirred in, and it's good for the Boston ferns. Do you know about that?
Well, magnesium sulfate is what Epsom salts is. And a lot of potting soils and a lot of soils just in general, you know, in the garden, are deficient in available magnesium and sulfur. And so if that's the case, yeah, Epsom salts does a lot of good. But you don't want to overdo it. You said a couple of handfuls. What you want to do is maybe use a tablespoon of Epsom salts per gallon of water or per gallon of Garrett juice.
And well, I've overdone it a little bit, but I don't have very big hands, so.
Yeah, well, you just don't want to overdo it, and you really don't want to do it every time you water, but every now and then it'd probably be good. We have a Boston fern out in front of our house that's a hanging basket that's the best-looking fern I've ever had, and the only thing I'm doing to it is Garrett juice occasionally and then watering it on a daily basis, and it could not be more beautiful.
And what side of your house is that on?
It's on the south, but it's in the shade under a big bur oak.
Beautiful. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I will every once in a while use Epsom salt.
Yep.
I'll use Garrett juice in between and water it a little bit every day.
Okie doke.
Thank you so much. You've been most helpful again today.
Okay. Let me know how it works out for you, and I'll talk to you soon. Let's see what Trish is up to in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Hey, Trish.
Hey, I'm here. Let me get y'all speakerphone set.
Thank you.
Okay. There we go. Beautiful day today.
Yeah,
it's just is, and it's just been crazy. I've had tomatoes all summer long, and they're just about to overwhelm me. First of all, the haint blue paint.
Uh huh.
I always use Sherwin Williams. It's just my favorite, and I checked it on their website, and they have three different colors under haint blue paint. So,
oh really?
Okay. Yeah, they can look it up real easily.
Okay.
The one I'm gonna choose called Atmosphere. It looks most like the color of the sky to me. It's great. But anyway, a couple of things. You had mentioned on the last two shows talking about saltpeter.
Trish, can you hold with me?
Sure.
The birds are flying in. Let me put you on hold so we're not rushed. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and we're going to talk about a lot of things, including saltpeter, it sounds like. Next, with you, I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and it's dirtdoctor.com.
Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with GaraJuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, GaraJuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we were visiting with Trish. You there, Trish?
I sure am.
What, you had a question about saltpeter use or what?
Well, a couple of times I've heard you talking to listeners about the saltpeter, and I've heard you mention the use of a tin can, but I kept getting in on the end of the conversation, and I didn't hear how you were recommending they use those.
You're talking about for killing tree stumps?
Yes.
Primarily? Well, that's two different things. One is a tin can. You probably don't need the saltpeter. A tin can put over a stump, this works the best on pretty small stumps. You can turn a tin can over and just jam it down and work it into the ground right over a stump, and it basically shuts off the light and shuts off the stump's attempt to grow back pretty well just doing that. If you poured some saltpeter or some orange oil or some molasses or something like that on it, especially after drilling holes in it, it would probably speed up the process. But I don't think you need to do it if you use the can. The saltpeter you use primarily on larger stumps where you drill holes in the stump and then pour the saltpeter, which is potassium nitrate. You get it from the hardware store or whatever. You put the saltpeter in the holes and moisten it, wet it down, and then cover with mulch. And that saltpeter just starts dissolving the cellulose in the stump and kills it out.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that last part because I have a stretch of sand plums that I'm going to get rid of. I've moved some where I want them, and they spread by runners. So cutting those all down and then covering them with a thick layer of mulch and some of the saltpeter might be easier than trying to do them one stump at a time. Actually, yeah. I know it would be.
Yeah, it works pretty well. And the tin can jammed over the stump, you know, functions like a mulch. So you could use the mulch instead. What the tin can does that's just more effective is it cuts off the light completely and cuts off the air and everything else. So it forms a, you know, real, you know, unhealthy environment for that stump to try to regrow.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know about finding it at a hardware store or a feed store, at least in Oklahoma, other than in a small, expensive container. So I'm going to have to go online to get it in bulk because I've tried just about everywhere here in town. And
the hardware stores, the feed stores won't help you with it?
I have just asked them if they've got it, if they're going to have to order it in, and I'll see if I can find someone who that I can get it through, and I just have it shipped to the store and pick it up there.
Yeah.
Usually
okay.
No charge for shipping that way, so I'll just do it that way. Hopefully, right. I'll be able to find that. Just one other comment about the fair, in this coming fair. I was debating about whether or not to come up there because it's a pretty long drive. And it just so happened I opened an email on Facebook today by a guy named Mr. Beats. And he has a really cute video there about a place in Lucas, Kansas, which is about two and a half hours east of the fair up Topeka. And this guy has put together, Samuel Dinsmore has put together what he calls his Garden of Eden. Mm-hmm. And he's got a house, he's got a mausoleum for his remains and his wife's remains, trees, all kinds of things, all made out of concrete.
Hmm. And that's near Topeka, Kansas.
Like I said, it's about a half hour west.
Okay.
And I can go ahead and send that Facebook share to you.
Yeah, do that.
It says a video from Mr. Beat is what you'll be looking for.
Okay.
And it shows you different things that he's made and gives you the history of the guy and his life and how all this came to be. So I think we'll go ahead and do both of those.
Yeah.
And make it a double trip. So I'm kind of excited about that. But I'll
It sounds great. Send that to me and I'll put it on Facebook too and spread the information. I'll try to go by. You say it's Mr. Beat, B-E-E-T?
That's the guy who put together the video.
Okay.
And how it's labeled. And the man who did all this is Samuel Dinsmore.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
As soon as I figure out how to share that, I'll get it to you.
Okay. Send it to me and I'll pass it on. Thank you, Trish.
All right. Thanks. Talk to you later.
All right. On the back to the saltpeter, just real quickly, some people will probably have heard others talk, and maybe even I've mentioned it myself before, but some people who use saltpeter to kill a tree stump will also put briquettes that are already burning on it, and it smolders down into the stump and kills it. And that's fine. It speeds up the process of killing the stump, and it'll kill more thoroughly probably. But there's two things about it. One, it's a whole lot more trouble, and it's dangerous. You know, you might catch something on fire. So if you use that technique, be very, very careful. And then the final thing is it's not necessary. You can just drill the holes in the stump and put the saltpeter in the holes and wet it down, and it'll kill. It's just not going to go quite as fast, okay? Harry's turn, Keller, Texas. Hello, Harry.
Good morning, Howard. My question has to do with soil condition underneath the St. Augustine lawn that I have.
Okay.
It's about 25 years old, and that stuff is hard as a rock. Whenever we water, the runoff, all the water, you know, most of the water goes right down the curb and into the storm sewers, and absorbing fertilizer has been kind of marginally successful. And I heard you talking a little bit about soil condition with somebody else, but this is under an existing lawn, and we're hoping not to lose it. And I'm wondering if you have any recommendation for what to treat that with, if there's some kind of soil conditioner, or if that If any of what you previously recommended with the sand and the compost as a top dressing would help that, or what?
Yeah, it can be fixed pretty easily, really, Harry. What have you done any of the organic amendments before?
Not organic, no.
Okay. Well, if you've been using synthetic fertilizers, that's part of the problem. You know, they create that situation because they're so destructive to biological activity. They'll feed the plants directly, but they don't do anything to help the soil at all. So step one is stop using synthetic salt fertilizers or regular fertilizers. The next thing I would do is the same thing that we were talking to a couple other people about, different uses, really. But the hydrogen peroxide that you can go and buy at any of the box stores, Walmart, any of those places, they sell cases of hydrogen peroxide in quarts. And each quart costs like 88 cents. So you're talking about something that's very inexpensive. Now, you can buy concentrated hydrogen peroxide from some nurseries and some of the feed stores as concentrated as 35% and dilute it down. So you can go that way if you want to. You have to be very careful of handling it when it's that strong because it'll burn your skin or your eyes. But the stuff from the grocery store, you can mix with water 50-50 and just drench it into the ground, put it in a sprayer or just put it in a big watering can and walk around and slosh it out or pour it out. You don't have to be extremely precise with how much you put down per square foot or anything like that. But the hydrogen peroxide will do what's called flocculation. It starts the softening of the soil the instant you put it on the soil, whether it's bare soil or you're drenching through the existing turf. And then the second thing you do is start applying the organic amendments. The easiest thing is just go ahead and do your first application of organic fertilizer, something like Espoma or Maestro Grow or Good Nature or something like that. Put it out at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. This is a great time to do it. Medina makes a good organic fertilizer also, whatever your local store might have in stock. And then long term, you want to add the other organic amendments as time and money allows. And the next one I would add would be lava sand. I'd put the lava sand out at least 80 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And then all of a sudden, you're going to have a soft, friable, productive, biologically active soil.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I've heard that aeration can be detrimental to St. Augustine lawns. Is that something to be avoided?
No, and aeration is something that's fine. I used to recommend it more often than I do now before I started recommending the hydrogen peroxide. The hydrogen peroxide gives you an aeration effect without having to deal with the big equipment and poking holes in your irrigation system and things like that. You see what I mean? It's just another way to go. If you do the mechanical aeration also, in other words, you can rent an aerator, do core aeration or hire a landscape contractor to do it for you and then apply the hydrogen peroxide and all the amendments while the holes are open. That'll speed up the process. That'll make it all go faster.
Yeah.
But you don't have to do it.
Okay. All right. Sounds fine. Thank you for the advice and a shout out to all your Chicago listeners that we hear from on the show. And being of similar mind and from a previous location, I want to be sure to say hi to them and I'm glad that they're responding to the show.
And, yeah, we get a lot of calls from Chicago. It's good to talk to people all over the country. I really enjoy it.
Right. Well, they should come on down. Okay. The water's fine.
Well, thanks, Harry. Good luck and keep me posted, okay?
All right.
All right.
Thanks.
That's one of the things that people often ask us about is how's this guy from Dallas, Texas, know about helping people in the other parts of the country. And one of the things that's in my books, and I've got bad names on the books because we put Texas in the name of a lot of them, but the organic program that I recommend, how you do fertility, how you build soil, how you do soil testing, how you plant a tree properly, how you maintain trees, how you controlled insects and diseases. It's basically the same coast-to-coast and border-to-border with a couple of adjustments. One is timing. Obviously, in Chicago, it gets cold faster, stays cold longer, so you got to adjust when you do things to a degree. And then the specific varieties of plants are going to vary from Oregon to Florida and from Maine to Arizona. And so you got to deal with that and deal with local people about that. But on the other hand, there are some plants that we use all over the United States and have great success with them. So the course, our online course, the website, dirtdoctor.com, my books and all the stuff, all work for you wherever you are. And we'd love for you wherever you are to join us. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
Espoma, extremely high-quality organic products, including Biotone Starter Plus, which is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizal fungi. The result, plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Espoma products are safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a three-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and live free. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. American Rio is the only high-quality lava product we have seen with significant paramagnetism. Their Maverick Lava Soil Amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. It can be delivered directly to you by one-ton tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I have sent the additional photographs of that those cedars, deodora, the deodora cedars to Yoga Mike, and whenever he has time, he'll get them on the entry on dirtdoctor.com under Deodora Cedar and Cedars Deodora cross-reference there. And one thing, in addition to seeing those beautiful trees, you're going to get to see is in one of the shots is Logan and her new little dog, Midgley. So you can check them out under that entry later today or tomorrow, whenever Mike gets around to has time to do it. Let's see who's next. John in Eustis, Texas next. Hey, John.
Howdy do. Earlier in the show, you were talking about pet stains, pet urine, and things. And you've mentioned that you have a swimming pool. Are you familiar with the natural chemistry products called Pool Perfect and Phosphree?
No, I'm not.
You can get it either if you have a pool cleaner, you can get it from his wholesaler, or you can buy it at the retail pool supply places. But it's Pool Perfect is an enzyme product. It's about 1,000 different enzymes, mostly from seaweed. It's all natural and has a 3-liter bottle will treat over 200,000 gallons of water. So it's extremely concentrated, and it has many, many uses. Anything, you know, you spray it on anything that's organic, it'll break it down to carbon dioxide, water, and whatever minerals are in it. And so it's great for pet stains, smells. What I recommend to people is putting out, just cover the bottom of a spray bottle and fill the rest of it with water, and it'll be more than concentrated enough for home uses. And just spray it on your any stains, food stains on your clothes, and it'll instantaneously break down the stuff.
So it's a cleaner as well as a odor control.
Yeah.
It's called pool.
Pool Perfect, and then they've got another product called Phosphree, and in swimming pools, it binds with the phosphates, and phosphates are the limiting factor for algae growth, and so it prevents, if you treat it properly with Phosphree, it'll bind all the algae, or the phosphates, so you cannot get algae growth. And when I was cleaning pools back in the Dallas area, I was able to, most pools that used to require 3 to 5 parts per million of chlorine, I could get it down to 0 parts per million or less. I couldn't even counted on my tool to figure out how many parts per million of chlorine there was. So, but I get it down to zero parts per million, and wouldn't have any, use a lot less chlorine. And of course, now you can use oxygen for treating your pool instead of chlorine. You should never use chlorine for anything, really. But
I disagree with that. I use a salt system in my pool, which creates, you know, a natural chlorine. Does it work with that system as well?
I'm not familiar with it. I would go straight to an oxygen system. The people I buy my 35% oxygen from in from Celeste in Crystal River, Florida, they've come up with a pool program, and they recommend 70 parts per million for pools. Now, I use, I've mentioned before, 9 drops of the 35% per 8 ounces in my all my animals' water, and it prevents algae growth, but it's a little, it's tough on frogs and toads. If they get in there and can't get out, it'll break down their natural protection of their skin. They'll die. So, but the 70 parts per million and what they recommend for pools is about 1/5,000th of what I use. The 9 parts per million, I mean 9 parts per 9 drops per 8 ounces is works out to about 0.75%.
Okay.
And,
that's probably more numbers than I can keep up with, but I'll definitely look into this. It's called Pool Perfect.
Pool Perfect and Phosphree.
Phosphree, so, yeah. So, I appreciate that.
The Pool Perfect, you can use it so many ways. I recommend people put it in a spray bottle and just, if you get sweaty and spray yourself down, it'll feel like you've just taken a shower and your clothes have just been dry cleaned. And just, you'll, the more you use it, the more you put it down your drains, it'll keep all your drains in your house clear of crud.
And it's made from seaweed.
Yes. They say almost all of it's seaweed. So I don't know what the other natural products, but it's a soup of about 1,000 different enzymes.
Okay. And all right, so let me move on and help this last caller here. John, I appreciate it very much, and I'll look into it.
Okay, one thing I wanted to mention was they found out that B1 breaks down amyloid plaque in Alzheimer's patients. So people with Alzheimer's want to pick out on B1 and all the B vitamins.
All right, that's a good tip, too. All right, John, thanks.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Dave in Godly, Texas, next up. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Howard. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Just a real quick question. I had built a new house last year, and got about 3/4 acre. I bought some bluebonnet and Indian blanket seeds and want to try to plant them this winter, wanted to see if you could kind of help, if you could guide me through the process real quick. I'm a farmer rancher, so I have a lot of heavy equipment, but probably not enough to, probably too big to put in front of my house, but I thought about maybe an aerator and then broadcasting the seed.
Rough up the soil surface and plant them right now. Don't wait till winter. We actually are recommending planting the seed in the summer now because, you know, when you think about a plant naturally putting down the seed, they go down in the heat. So put them down now after roughing up and exposing soil so you have good soil-seed connection. And send me an email, and I'll give you a little more detailed information than that. But it's time to plant them right now, okay?
I'll get busy doing it. Thank
All right.
You.
Thank you, man. Appreciate the call. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I've enjoyed being with you. Go to dirtdoctor.com for your questions during the week, and I'll see you next time. Go organic and enjoy those healthy gardens.